ولولا كلمة سبقت من ربك لكان لزاما وأجل مسمى.
Were it not for a word already gone from your Lord, the decree of their destruction would have come to pass.
فَاصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا يَقُولُونَ وَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ قَبْلَ طُلُوعِ الشَّمْسِ وَقَبْلَ غُرُوبِهَا وَمِنْ آنَاءِ اللَّيْلِ فَسَبِّحْ وَأَطْرَافَ النَّهَارِ لَعَلَّكَ تَرْضَى.
So bear patiently with what they say. Glorify your Lord, praising Him before sunrise and before sunset, and glorify Him in the watches of the night and at the ends of the day, that you may attain to happiness. So bear patiently with what they say. Glorify your Lord, praising Him before sunrise and before sunset, and glorify Him in the watches of the night and at the ends of the day.
Since God did not want to destroy them at that particular moment, and since a term had been earmarked for them by God, the prophet, peace be upon him, is asked to bear with their misdeeds during the term granted to them by God. He is also asked to persist in preaching his message and reminding people of their duties, and to disregard all the unpleasant things which they may say to him. It is from prayers that one draws the necessary strength to endure opposition and hostility. Being of vital importance, prayers must be properly observed according to the time schedule prescribed for them. Glorify your Lord, praising Him before sunrise and before sunset, means the observance of prayer. It is noteworthy that a little later it is said, enjoin prayer on your household and do keep observing it. Verse 132. This verse also indicates the timing of prayer. Fajr prayer before sunrise, Asr prayer before sunset, and Isha and Tahajjud prayers in the hours of the night. As to the ends of the day, they can at most be three in number, in the morning, at midnight, and in the evening. Hence, the sides of the day refer to Fajr, Zuhr, and Maghrib prayers. For further details, see Hud 11, note 113, Bani Israel 17, notes 91-7, Al-Rum 30, note 25, and Al-Mu'min 40, note 74.
That you may attain to happiness.
There are two possible meanings of this verse, and it is quite probable that both of them are meant. In one sense, the verse urges the Prophet, peace be upon him, to feel contented with his present state, wherein he has to endure a number of unpalatable things. It also urges him to reconcile himself to the fact that, for the moment, the oppressors and wrongdoers will not be punished, and that they will be allowed for a short while longer to strut about the earth, oppressing the proponents of truth. According to the alternative meaning of the verse, the Prophet, peace be upon him, is urged to do as he was directed because his efforts would soon bear fruit and this would gladden his heart. This idea is expressed at several different junctures in the Quran. For example, possibly your Lord will raise you to an honored position. Bani Israel 17:79. In like manner, soon will your Lord give you that wherewith you shall be well pleased. Al-Duha 93:5.
وَلَا تَمُدَّنَّ عَيْنَيْكَ إِلَى مَا مَتَّعْنَا بِهِ أَزْوَاجًا مِّنْهُمْ زَهْرَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا لِنَفْتِنَهُمْ فِيهِ وَرِزْقُ رَبِّكَ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى.
Do not turn your eyes covetously towards the embellishments of worldly life that we have bestowed upon various kinds of people to test them. But the clean provision bestowed upon you by your Lord is better and more enduring. Do not turn your eyes covetously towards the embellishments of worldly life that we have bestowed upon various kinds of people to test them. But the clean provision...
We have translated the word rizq here as meaning clean provision, for any unlawful earning cannot be a clean provision from God. The purpose of the directive is to impress upon the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his companions that they should not feel envious of the iniquitous who hoarded their unlawful wealth. There is no reason why the artificial sheen of wealth and power should lure the believers. Whatever little they earn as a result of their sweat and toil is much better for honest and righteous people, since it conduces to their good in both worlds, the present and the next.
وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاصْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكَ وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلتَّقْوَى.
Enjoin prayer on your household and do keep observing it. We do not ask you for any worldly provision. Rather, it is we who provide you. The ultimate end is for piety.
Enjoin prayer on your household. The believers are told to enjoin upon their children not to feel heartbroken at the fact that their miserable state is in sharp contrast to the pomp and luxury of unbelieving swindlers. Instead, they should be urged to regularly observe prayers. This is likely to change their perspective on life, their values, and the focus of their attentions, a change that will make them satisfied with their lawfully earned livelihood, even if it be meager. All this will lead them to prefer a virtuous life ensuing from faith and godliness to a life of luxury and self-indulgence arising out of sin, disobedience, and excessive worldliness.
And do keep observing it. We do not ask you for any worldly provision. Rather, it is we who provide you. The ultimate end is for piety.
When a man observes prayers, it does not benefit God. It is only he who prays who derives any benefit from it. That benefit consists of piety, which will be a means to his success, both in this world and in the next.
وَقَالُوا لَوْلَا يَأْتِينَا بِآيَةٍ مِّن رَبِّهِ أَوَلَمْ تَأْتِهِمْ بَيِّنَةُ مَا فِي الصُّحُفِ الْأُولَى.
They ask, why does he not bring us a miraculous sign from his Lord? Has there not come to them a book containing the teachings of the previous scriptures? They ask, why does he not bring us a miraculous sign from his Lord? Has there not come to them a book containing the teachings of the previous scriptures?
It was nothing short of a miracle that a person from among them, an unlettered person, had come forth with a book which embodied the quintessence of the scripture teachings. Not only did it bring together all the guidance embodied in the scriptures, it also explained their content in such a manner that could now be comprehended by men of even ordinary understanding.
وَلَوْ أَنَّا أَهْلَكْنَاهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ مِّن قَبْلِهِ لَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا لَوْلَا أَرْسَلْتَ إِلَيْنَا رَسُولًا فَنَتَّبِعَ آيَاتِكَ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ نَذِلَّ وَنَخْزَى.
Had we destroyed them through some calamity before his coming, they would have said, Our Lord, why did you not send any messenger to us that we might have followed your signs before being humbled and disgraced?
قُلْ كُلٌّ مُتَرَبِّصٌ فَتَرَبَّصُوا فَسَتَعْلَمُونَ مَنْ أَصْحَابُ الصِّرَاطِ السَّوِيِّ وَمَنِ اهْتَدَى.
Tell them, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, everyone is waiting for his end. Wait then, and you will soon know who are the people of the right way, those who have true guidance. Tell them, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, everyone is waiting for his end.
Since the rise of this movement in Makkah, everyone in and around the town were concerned as to what its ultimate end would be.